Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planet is here. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, God is so good and gracious, and I want to talk about something that everybody should have, a sense of business. Get some business sense. I find that some of the greatest preachers in the world, I mean, they can flat preach the gospel, but they don't have a lick of business sense. You know, God told me something years ago. He said, I don't care how anointed you are. If you don't run my ministry like a business, you are awaiting bankruptcy. Now, you think about it. A good example of that is the 1947 to 1958 healing revival. Those men and women, my God, they could believe God. The Jack Coles, the A.A. Allens, the William Branhams. I'm talking about power, but not business. The ministry's gone. And every person's work must be a continuation. Isn't that amazing? I want to talk about that day. I want to give you a verse for it. First, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. You know, when I do something for the Lord, like for example, this studio, it costs a lot of money to put this studio, not the picture behind me or the table. That's the cheap stuff. It's the stuff that's behind those walls, all those machines and all the different things and then the people behind the machines and the cameras to operate it and function it. So you have to function and do it's a business, you see, to get people saved, touched, and blessed. But a lot of people don't want to think that way. Well, God will just bless us. Yes, He will just bless you, but He expects you to use some sense, not common sense, business sense. Here's another scripture, Psalms 128, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is everyone that feareth. The word feareth means respects the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Now, let me say that again. Blessed is everyone that feareth or respects the Lord, that walketh in His ways. When Mary found Jesus, what did He say? He said, woman, I'm about my Father's business. He didn't say, I'm about my Father's ministry. He was telling those Pharisees, Sadducees, and Zealots how to operate and function that temple so that it wouldn't go under. He comes back at 30 years old, kicks out the money changers. He said, you made my Father's house a den of thieves. In other words, you didn't do what I said. Yes, they were impressed about how much you knew about the law and the scripture. But what they didn't understand was that temple should be operated like a business so that it would minister greatly to many more people. Think about that for a minute. Maybe the reason why you've struggled in life is because you don't have any business sense. Well, listen, get some business courses. Buy a book or something and read on some business, how to function and operate. Do you know most salesmen, they got some great material out there about selling and salesmen, and most of them they don't ever read it. And they wonder why their sales go down. Isn't that amazing? It just doesn't make any sense. It'd be like me just going to the pulpit every day and preaching every day without ever reading the Bible, without ever looking into the Bible and saying, what does the Word of God has to say? Now, when God tells me to build this ministry here, I mean, these buildings, it took business sense to come within budget. Actually, we went under budget. That's good business. You see, everything's a business. You have to have what I call a life business understanding. Let me read this verse again. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Why? Because if Jesus tarries and I go by the way of the grave, every man's work must be a continuation. Why not? If it worked in one generation, what makes you think it wouldn't work in another generation? Right? That just makes common sense. But that's the reason why you see a lot of people fall and falter. For example, have you ever seen people start to build a church and everybody gets excited about it? And then right through the midst of the building, they lay off some employees, but yet the employees were given to the building too. Excuse me, you lost the job? Why? Because somebody wasn't doing any business sense. Bible says, count the cost before you build the tower. That's good business sense. You need to do that today and it will help you. Let me read again. Blessed is everyone that feareth or respects the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Oh, I like that. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. I like it being well with me. I like being happy. Glory to God. It's such a blessing. So I function and work in the business sense of this ministry through the Holy Ghost and through the anointing of God Almighty. Faith that fact, and you'll have a wonderful day today. God bless.